Hello, this is Pat. Villagers alarm as work begins at reservoir site. Villagers express their alarm as Thames Water contractors were spotted preparing for a massive new reservoir near Abingdon. Households in Drayton, near Abingdon, shared their concerns as they saw Thames Water workers working in a field near the village. Diane Dunstan, who lives in Steventon Road, saw the workers putting cones out and power harrowing an intensive tractor-driven soil cultivation technique in the area. She and her husband both had concerns for local wildlife and said that they thought that it was preliminary work for the company's massive new reservoir, recently named the White Horse Reservoir, which they are against. Ms. Dunstan told Thames Water, "We do not want your reservoir anywhere near here." The controversial 150 billion litre scheme would be southwest of Abingdon and reach to Grove, securing water supply for 15 million people, including Thames Water, Affinity Water, and Southern Water customers. Consultation with residents started in October and concluded in January. In response to the Drayton villagers' concerns, Thames Water confirmed that ploughing had taken place on the field. This is in advance of archaeological investigations that are required ahead of applying for development consent for the proposed reservoir. The company added that the work is similar to agricultural activity that has been taking place on the field historically and that it was done outside of bird nesting season so as to remove risk of disturbance. A spokesperson said ploughing has been taking place on a field owned by Thames Water where ground investigations will be taking place as part of archaeological assessments. Comprehensive measures are in place to protect ecology during the ploughing, and these measures have been prepared and monitored by an on-site ecology team. This includes protection of existing field margins and hedgerows so that ecological habitats are not disturbed and wildlife not deterred from their existing habitats. This is part of ongoing land management taking place on Thames Water-owned sites. There has been consistent opposition to the development, which will be as large as Gatwick Airport, from campaigner GARD Group Against Reservoir Development councillors and MPs. Vale Council leaders have objected to the consultation and reaffirmed the Council's objection to the reservoir in a formal letter to the Secretary of State for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs. The letter has caused for urgent action on the controversial plans and in particular concerns about spiralling costs, flawed assumptions and the failure to properly consider alternative solutions. Thames Water has launched a £5.7 billion tender notice for the newly named White Horse Reservoir, which is expected to create 1,800 construction jobs. It was previously named South East Strategic Reservoir Option. There is an artist impression of the finished reservoir and a cheerful picture of MP Leila Moran to accompany the article.